Hallelujah. Okay. Now, if you don't catch that, what I'm saying now, because we have to say before we identify whether it's William Branham or not. Now, watch it. What is this Elijah to do? He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And, there is and there again. There is and there again. And the hearts of the children to their fathers. When God wants to confuse people, confuse serpent seeds, confuse carnal people, he will drop it like that. Let me give you another scripture where he just drop it like that and come and see reverend doctors confusing. Go to John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse 28. John chapter 5, verse 28 and verse 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, then and is there again. And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. A reverend doctor of theology is saying on the last day, you will hear the voice of Jesus like a trumpet, and the graves will open. Then he will come. You that do good, stay this side. You that did bad, stay this side. Then they will push all that did bad to fire. And then you that do good, let's go to heaven. And then when they are talking, they will talk with big grammar. You think they are saying something. Nothing. That is not the other scripture we apply. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. There are two resurrections. There is a resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. That's why he put that conjunction there. And between the first resurrection and the second resurrection is 1,000 years. You have to catch it. But Jesus just says, that will come when all that are in the grave will hear my voice. So you will shout. Then everybody will come out. And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 20 that there are two resurrections. The first resurrection and the second resurrection. The first resurrection is the one we are waiting for now. That will take us up, praise God, to be with him, the rapture. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, anyone that doesn't resurrect will remain there until the white throne judgment, which will take place after the 1,000 millennial reign of us and our King of Kings on earth here. Praise the Lord. And the only reason why you will be part of the resurrection, the first resurrection of life, is that you have received the Holy Ghost. For the Holy Ghost is Christ in you, the hope of resurrection. Praise the Lord. I am using this to let you understand Malachi chapter 4. Hallelujah. He said, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. And then Jesus said that Elijah is who? Is John the Baptist. But let's hear the prophecy concerning John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me read it from verse 11. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many, hallelujah, verse 10 and verse 16 and verse 17, take note now. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of who? Elijah. To do what? To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. He is quoting Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, hallelujah, 6a. If that is the only part he quotes. He didn't say, and the heart of the children to their fathers. He didn't say so, because the one that Elijah, the Elijah that is coming before the great day, Elijah, which John the Baptist fulfilled, he had only one assignment, one part of that to fulfill. To turn the hearts of the fathers. Who are these fathers? They are the fathers of the Judaic faith. The leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the leaders of the religion, because something new was coming up, grace. Grace was coming up, and there is a young group of people that will be raised up to preach that. Those are the apostles. Praise the Lord. To turn their hearts to what these people will be saying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, now again, these apostles that were children in the days of John the Baptist, they gave birth to the children also of the faith. You and I in this grace. So, they become our fathers, and we now become the children of the apostolic fathers. They gave birth to us. But, hallelujah, just as it necessitated bringing Elijah in the scene because of apostasy, grace ushered in, and the faith of the apostles was messed up, and the Nicolaitan spirit crept into the church, and then Satan took over the church. Hallelujah. No, you have to catch this. If you don't understand this, you will just see us as some people just following fables. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The apostolic fathers, they gave us faith. The Bible says that in the latter times, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Apostle Paul was saying concerning the coming of the Lord to the Thessalonians, he said, Christ will not come until there come a fall away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Hallelujah. And then, if there is any age that you know is an age of apostasy, that is why we are in now. The denominational system have no part for the rulership of the word of God. They have no place for it. Every denomination receives instruction, not from the Bible, but from the headquarters. They teach for commandment doctrines of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that you understand where Christ said, beware of the leaven of the Sadducees and of the Pharisees. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm saying this for somebody here to understand why we stand where we stand. And so, because there is going to be a fall away, there must be, as he spoke in Matthew chapter 17, he said, Elijah must surely come and restore all things. But I say, see the way he said, can we read it again? Verse 10 of Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 10. Catch something here. rightly dividing the word of truth. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? Then we are quoting Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall future, first come and do what? And restore all things. Verse 12. But I say unto you, now, as we say so now, that Elias has come already. He's making two statements there. Elijah shall future, but Elijah has come already. Because he's talking about two Elijahs. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, do you ask that question? That's why I'm taking time to answer you and your likes. Who get confused and stumble by the present day ministry, the move for the bride of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And so the condition necessitated an Elijah spirit before the coming of the Lord. Before we go, there must be, before Christ's second coming, there was Elijah. Before Christ's second coming, the first coming, there was Elijah. And God is known by his characteristics. He never changes. I am the Lord. I never change. I change it not. Hallelujah. The first time Jesus Christ came, there was a pattern he set. The same pattern also will come up in his second coming. Before his first coming, he sent Elijah first. Prepare the way, even though these people will not receive me. The second coming again, the confusion that is in Christianity today, he has to send an Elijah also to, you know, prepare the heart of the people. If not, is it Catholic he will come to? Or he will come to redeem? Or Baptist? Because every one of them say they are the correct one. And they are all expecting the coming of the Lord. In their confusion, God raised that Elijah ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So turn the heart of the children again. We back to the faith of our apostolic fathers. That's why now you see a people coming back to the Bible. Like the apostles baptized. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, God's attributes, we are manifested to his bride in this last age. We have got the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original.
Is what I believe. Faith is Son of Man. The seventh seal will be on the original. The original seed. Our eyes of understanding. He has opened up at last, and to victory is ours. We are chained down in the past.
Oh, yes.
To Jubilee has come back,
my people, that's the Jubilee.
And we have responded to our God, who's the
original.
King is
original
seed.
Original
world is what I believe. Say, the Son of Man
is living. The seven
seas
will be on
the original sea. We are called up to adoption,
full authority
to power.
Sleep
in death, we wake and join us for translation
in this hour.
Judgment soon be over.
Oh,
glory,
hallelujah,
to our God. Oh,
original,
hallelujah.
Oh.
origin of sea,
the origin of earth,
the origin of world.
What I believe
is what I believe.
The Son of Man. Will be unveiled.
The original one. Oh yes. We are traveling
on the right road. Say it, say it.
We are traveling on the right road.
There is one way.
There is one way to the city.
We are, yes, we are.
What
joy that glorious hope above,
that soon a wonderful truth sublime.
He shall reign, he shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming soon, he's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his return.
It may be
more. We know it's God.
And we who live in yet remain. And
we who live in yet remain. Call us to meet the faithful God. This hope we cherish not in vain. Oh, but we comfort one another, saying it's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
It's coming soon. With joy. It's evermore. We know he's coming soon.
This world is not my home.
I'm just here passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at all in this world. And oh Lord, you know. Even heaven is not my home. Then Lord, what will I do? The angels beg on me from heaven's open door. Well, I can't feel at home.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky.
There's a city where the heaven comes at night. If you're faithful, we shall go there by and by.
Oh,
it's a city where the love is alive.
Oh,
in the city where the love is alive.
Yes, sir.
The city where the comet knows night, babe.
And
a mansion over there. When I'm free from toil and care, I am going where the love is the
light. I will see Jesus
someday, sometime. Say, I will see Jesus. I will see Jesus sometime. I will see Jesus. I will see Jesus. I will see Jesus. I will see my Savior someday. I will see Jesus. I will see Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now listen, sit down one moment. So now, how do we know it's William Branham? Hallelujah. Two places in the scripture. In our study of the seven church ages, we all agree, Revelation chapter 1, verse 16, shows Jesus Christ in that revelation, in his right hand, how many stars there? Seven stars. How many candlesticks? Seven. What did verse 20 say? Can we read it? Hallelujah. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks, which thou sawest, are the seven churches. When Israel rejected salvation, for those who have not heard me, it turned to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul made it clear in Acts chapter 13. And also in Revelation chapter 10 and chapter 11. Romans chapter 10 and chapter 11. But in the book of Revelation, once he was revealing that to John in the Isle of Patmos, he used seven local churches located in the Asia Minor with characteristic in each of those seven churches that would depict what each of the seven church ages, the grace period divided into seven church ages, we go through. And each age had a star messenger. Hallelujah. I'm speaking revelation. Emmanuel Dwyer, all they teach you in your church is for God so love, he's good. So are we, prosperity, God is good. It's deeper than that, oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And every age had a star messenger. What qualified, what did they use? As the standard to choose each person, all theologians worldwide, they know this. The first church age, as we see in the scripture, was Apostle Paul, the Ephesian church age. Hallelujah. And so, if any in the next church age, who will be qualified to be the star messenger for that age? The star there is God raising a man in every age to bear a light that his bride in that age will follow. Because Satan will try to put clouds of darkness in every age. But there was a light bearer known as the star messenger. Seven of them. Always remember that the story of Esther is the story of salvation. Hallelujah. Because the king Ahasuerus had a queen by the name of Vashti. Now he made a feast and wanted to show forth his queen, but she turned it down. Vashti is Israel. Salvation was made for them. He came to his own, and his own received him not. And because they rejected the call of the king, they decided to find a replacement for Vashti. Go to the byways, and they gather both good and bad. They found Esther, a slave. Hallelujah. But the king Ahasuerus had chamberlains. How many are there? Seven. What is their duty? To prepare the queen. Oh, glory be to God. For the king. They are the chamberlains that is referred to as the seven stars. To prepare the bride for every age. Apostle Paul prepared the one for the Ephesian church age. And every other messenger, a star messenger that will be choosing, will be one, the minister in that age that was closest in approximation to the ministry of Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. And that is how every Star Age messenger was chosen. Praise the Lord. Now, see another place here. If you look, it has to be, you have to be close by way of doctrine, by way of doctrine, by way of power. Hallelujah. By vindication from above. That you have to stand up above all other ministers in that age. It's a total package. You don't get power and miss the word. It has to be total. And God coming down to do something in that ministry that he will not do with any other person. And we search in this Laodicean church age, which is the seventh church age. Hallelujah. We search who is the closest one to Apostle Paul. We saw in this age that man William Marion Branham. The second place that we see is in the Bible. Hallelujah. When Christ was born, the Bible says, wise men from the east, they saw a star. Amen. Why were they called wise men? Because they were in the business of studying the stars. The book of Daniel says, the wickedness will continue. Hallelujah. But the wise shall understand. What makes you wise? Praise the Lord. It's the same thing that made some foolish and some wise. In Matthew 25, parable of the foolish virgins. Some were wise and some were foolish. But they were all carrying lamp, but no oil. The oil there is revelation. It's the Holy Ghost that gives revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So they were studying the stars. Why were they studying the stars? Because they are astrologers. They know that of all these stars that they see in the heavens, hallelujah, when a particular star appears like that, it is the star of a king. Not an ordinary king. A unique king is born. So they saw that star. And the Bible says, the star began to move. They knew that that star was taking them somewhere. Who is this king? They don't know. And the star, they began to follow the star. They made one mistake that I want to point out. The star was going towards Jerusalem area. Once it reached around that side, they felt, then it means these Pharisees and Sadducees, the rabbis, must know something about this star. They forgot the star. And they went inside to ask. They were asking, how will you go and ask a rabbi, a Pharisee, a Sadducee, juggernaut, of some, or even go and ask Herod that a king is born? That means he don't lose his seat to finish. The Bible said the star disappeared. Hallelujah. You cannot find a star in a denomination. Some of you will come here and hear a message. Then you will go to your Reverend Doctor General Overseer Archbishop and want him to confirm what you heard here. And you only end up in confusion. There were some noble men in Berea. They were more noble than others. The Bible says so in the book of Acts. When they hear something, they will go and cross-check first. They were not cross-checking from Pharisees and Sadducees. There was a standard they were using. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In another age, there was an age that it says they tried them that said they are apostles and found them to be liars. What did they use? Oh, glory be to God. It's not by going to ask any man. Oh, glory be to God. God has given us a standard. And the standard is the Bible. If you don't understand, pray. God will grant you understanding. Or go to the person that is preaching it. And he'll break it down for you. But don't hear anything here. And go to Reverend Doctor. His school of theology that he went. I told you that when God calls a man, he doesn't send him to a Bible school. And I've told you that anybody that goes to Bible school, when you come out, you only end up being a lecturer. But when God calls you, he will anoint you by himself. God called me. I didn't go to Bible school. I didn't go to school of theology. Hallelujah. That's why I am a preacher, not a lecturer. Now, I know you are not used to hearing my type of sermon, because why is he calling names? It's because I am not a lecturer. I am a preacher. The same anointing that was on John the Baptist, he could face Herod, his excellency, and challenge him openly. That anointing is still available. Hallelujah. Praise God.